Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to this edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. I'm your host, Suzanne Lawrence, with my co-host, Wendy Dewar-Hughes. Say hi, Wendy.
Hi, Suzanne. It's great to be on the show again.
Yeah, this is really fun. Now, today we're going to be talking about our newest writing contest that's coming up. It's called the Sweet Mountain Love Writing Contest. But before we get into that, I want to just remind people a little bit about our newest book that's out, which is called Sweet Summer Love, and it was our latest contest book that resulted in a book, because that's what we do. We have these contests a couple of times a year, and they result in a published book. So you want to tell people a little bit about Sweet Summer Love, Wendy?
Yeah, I'd love to. We had so much fun doing this book. We put it out. It was basically our first contest. We've done another anthology before that, but this was our first contest, so we put it out, come to the world, and we got some pretty good entries, but what we found was we had one that just really stood out, and we were just thrilled to be able to publish Jessica Lee Johnson and her story, The House at Mirror Lake. And so Suzanne and I also contributed some stories to the book, and they're novelette length, so you get a nice little summer read, and, you know, you can read one on the deck in the afternoon or lying on the beach, you know, waiting for the kids to play as they play in the sand or whatever. And so we've published it. It's available in Kindle right now, and it's just come out in print. It's got three fabulous stories in it, all to do with falling in love in the summer. And it's also available in Kindle and will soon be available on all the other ebook formats. So it's brand new, and you can get it on Amazon, but you should also have a look at our sweetromancewriters.com website, where there's information there and a trailer and an interview with our other author, our headlining author, Jessica Lee Johnson.
Yeah, the trailer is going up soon. It's not up there right away, right now, but it will be in a few minutes, I hope. One other thing I want to mention, Wendy, is a lot of times I've had people ask me, what is sweet romance? And so if you go to sweetromancewriters.com and you look in the right sidebar, you'll see a girl there kind of scratching her head with the question, what is sweet romance anyway? And you can just click on that, and it's going to give you a little blog post that tells you what sweet romance is, because that's what all of our contests are about. They're about writing sweet romance, which is a distinct subgenre from writing romance, because it's not like your hot romances, your paranormal romances, all that kind of stuff. This is basically a sweet romance. So if you're wondering what that is, just click on that, what is sweet romance anyway, at sweetromancewriters.com, and you'll find out about it. Also, Wendy mentioned that we talked to Jessica Lee Johnson last week, and we did that on this show, Creative Caravan Roadshow, and that interview you can listen to right there at sweetromancewriters.com. That site is actually called Sweet Romance Writers International, and Wendy and I developed that because we wanted something that's distinctively for sweet romance, not just every kind of romance, but sweet romance, because many times if people are looking for a sweet romance and they get, you know, one of the hot and heavy romances, they're going to be kind of disappointed. So that's what this site is for, specifically sweet romance. And you can find out more about that. You can find out some of the other authors we have interviewed there. We've got past Creative Caravan Roadshow interviews. We've got information about the books. We also have a bookshop right there on the site where you can just click on it and you can see some of the books that we've had showcase there. Also want to mention, Wendy, real quick, this doesn't really have to do with the contest, but if you're a sweet romance author and you would like to have your book showcased at the site, you can just go on there where it says showcase your book and find out more about it. We have a white ribbon showcased authors, red ribbon showcase, yellow ribbon showcase, and the blue ribbon showcase is on the home page. If you click on red ribbon showcase authors, if you're at the site, at sweetromancewriting.com, you'll see we have another author there, E.C. Jackson, and she's going to be our guest in a few weeks on this show. She has a new sweet romance novel out, too, called A Gateway to Hope. So we're excited to be talking to her about that in a few weeks. I think it's next week, isn't it, Wendy?
I think it is, yeah. Something else I wanted to mention about the sweetromancewriters.com is that we have a readers group. So if you're a reader, be sure to go over there and get your name on our readers list, because when we do feature authors through the showcase, we often give away free ebooks. So to be on the readers group is a great place to be if you're a sweet romance reader. If you like to, you know, get a nice little romance read for free, that's a good way to do it. So be sure to go over there and sign up for that.
Yeah, we're going to send out free ebooks of e-copies of Sweet Summer Love to our Readers Club members later this month. So if you get on that list, you'll be able to do that as well. Also, when you go to the Showcase Your Book page, if you look at the very bottom of that page, it says email and subscribe. Just do that if you'd like to get on our list and find out more about our showcases and, you know, just kind of keep up with the world of sweet romance writing and what all we're doing there at the site. So we're real excited about this newest contest. It's called Sweet Mountain Love. So, Wendy, where can people find out about that?
Yeah, you're right. We've had so much fun with these contests and seeing what writers are writing that we're decided to do them every year, usually a couple per year, and we'll see how it goes. But if you go to creativecaravanclub.com, that's like all one word, Creative Caravan Club, just like it sounds, .com, and you'll see a tab that says write. If you just mouse over that word write, the drop-down menu has a heading called contest. And you can look there at the contest, what it's all about, and then you can also look at the submission guidelines. And if you write longer romances and you want help with publishing services such as book design and editing and cover design and those kind of things, we also offer that through Creative Caravan Club. So be sure to have a look at that. But today we're going to be talking about our Sweet Mountain Love contest, and I'm going to let Suzanne tell you a little bit more about how that's going to work.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. We wanted to give people a chance to write a story that is about sweet love that takes place in the mountains somewhere. You know, it can take place in the mountains anywhere, but just kind of a nice little mountain tale. So we developed a Sweet Summer or Sweet Mountain Love contest. And if you look at the page with us, if you go to sweetcaravanclub.com and you look at right at the top menu and you click on contest, it's going to take you to a page that says enter to win in our Sweet Mountain Love Story Contest. And what I think is so cool about these contests is it gives writers the chance to become published authors in the world of sweet romance without having to write a full-length book. And I think that's one thing, wasn't it, Wendy, that Jessica talked about last week when she won the contest, that she had never written a fictional story or a complete book before. And when she saw our contest for Sweet Summer Love, she was real excited because she knew she didn't have to write an entire book to start getting published in that genre if she won the contest.
Yeah, that's actually a really exciting thing about these contests that we're going to go into a little bit later, everything that the winners get, but that was one of the things that Jessica Lee Johnson mentioned, that she hadn't really considered writing shorter fiction, but when she did, she realized how much fun it was to write shorter fiction. And Suzanne and I have both found that. We're both novelists, and we've both written a lot of nonfiction and things like that, but when we decided to start writing some shorter fiction, we went, wow, this is so much fun, and it takes so much less time. So you can get into publication if you're a winner of this contest or any of our contests with a fairly short piece. You know, you can write it in a week, really, if you're a productive writer. So I'm going to let Suzanne tell you about more about the contest now.
Yeah, okay. So on the page, it kind of leads you through, you know, some of the problems people have. Maybe they have dabbled at writing romance but haven't gotten their career off the ground, or they've got a great story idea but haven't actually written it, or maybe you're like most writers that I know, you've started writing a story but the half-written manuscript is in the drawer somewhere, or it's on a computer file, or maybe you've got a box full of notes you've collected to write a story but you've just never written it. So, you know, those are the kind of writers who our contest would appeal to, because now all you've got to do is look through that shoebox, get that half-written manuscript finished, not as far as a complete novel, but our story that we're asking for this particular anthology is only, I think, what, 5,000 to 8,000 words long, Wendy, something like that, not really that long.
Yeah, 5,000 to 12,000.
5,000 to 12,000, okay. And all the stories in Sweet Summer Love were around about, I think, about 10. So when you put a few of those together, you've got a nice sort of novel-length book, you know, at least novella-length book. And the stories are fun to read, like Wendy said a while ago, you know, something to read while you're waiting at for your kids at the pool, or you're just sitting at the beach and, you know, getting a nice tan for the day, and you want to read some of these stories. Even if you're at home, just sitting inside, but you want to get the feel for being at the beach or being on the coast, I think you'll love Sweet Summer Love for that reason. And we want to do the same kind of thing with Sweet Mountain Love. A lot of people love the mountains, but just don't get a chance to go visit them. And, you know, we want to give the feel of being in the mountains, falling in love in the mountains, what that is like in your story. So that's what you're going to be doing in Sweet Mountain Love. And we're going to have hopefully one grand prize winner, and then we're going to have four prize winners who, you know, sort of the people that also win but don't get as much in terms of a prize for winning because they're not the grand prize winner. One thing I want to let everybody know, though, right away is when we offer this contest and we get entries, we're not trying to just get five winners if we do not have manuscripts submitted that we think are publishable pretty much already. We really want people to submit things that are contest worthy. So that we can say yes, like we did this time with Jessica Lee Johnson. Her manuscript we felt was worthy of winning a contest, and that's why she's our grand prize winner. Unfortunately for that contest, while we got several entries, and many of them were good, they just were not really ready for publication yet, and we didn't think they were what we would call contest worthy. So we only had one winner of this past contest, but in this next one, you know, you've got a little bit more time to write, and we're hoping we will come up with five winners. So the grand prize winner, you want to let them know what they're going to get for that, Wendy, if they win the grand prize in Sweet Mountain Love?
Sure, I would love to do that. I just wanted to go over a couple of other things, too, if you find yourself in this kind of situation that you want to get published but you don't know where to begin. This is a good way to do that, and perhaps you know that going alone can require a steep learning curve and you aren't sure that you want to go there or you have the time or the know-how to get yourself into print and get your books, your stories published. If you perhaps find the prospect of completing an entire novel too daunting right now, you know, perhaps you've got a full-time job and children and who knows what all, and you don't have a lot of time. This is a way to kind of get your career kick-started without having to spend a year or more writing a novel. And you want a quick and easy way to become a published romance author. So I highly recommend that you do enter the contest if you fall into any of those categories. So I'm just going to go over a little more about the guidelines for entering the contest. First of all, the Creative Caravan Press Sweet Mountain Love Contest is open to all writers, and winning authors will be published in the new paperback and ebook called Sweet Mountain Love to be released in the winter. We're aiming for probably February of 2016 or late January. We're thinking that will probably work out best because we want to publish before Valentine's Day, which is, of course, you know, the love day. This book will be an anthology of short, sweet, meaning mild sensuality, romantic stories. Think of your favorite beach, not beach reads, but wilderness or holiday in the mountains or camping reads, and that's the kind of short story we're looking for. We want stories that will be fun to read while you're camping or while you're lounging on the deck. So what you must do is polish your story to the best of your ability prior to submission. The story submissions must be between 5,000 and 12,000 words. They must focus on the sweet romantic relationship between two characters, a heroine, a real relatable woman, and the hero, a strong, desirable man, at least to the heroine and to the reader. The romance should be at the core of the plot. We need you to include plenty of emotional and sensual tension between the two characters, but have no explicit sexual detail, including premarital sex and infidelity, violence or brutality. Basically, the bedroom door is closed and people are pretty good to each other. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be tension, because we know that there's always tension in romance, but we want to see a lot of tension and emotion. It needs to take place in an inspirational and an interesting setting, but it can be in North America or anywhere else in the world. It can be present day or it can be historical, as long as it's in the mountains or has something to do with mountains. No profanity or vulgar language, and capture the feeling of falling in love, which, of course, if you've ever been in love, or even if you haven't, we all love the feeling of falling in love. Include plenty of dialogue and action to move the story forward, and, as all romances must have, a happy ending. So, Suzanne, we've had a few frequently asked questions from people who entered the story or looked into entered the contest. Maybe you could just go over some of those for us.
Okay, yeah. Actually, those are on our submit page, but I'll go over some of them. It says, first one that people have asked is, will they have to sign over their copyright to their story? And, you know, we believe as writers, everyone should maintain the copyright to their own stories. So we will ask you not to publish your story elsewhere for a period of 1 year after it is accepted and published in Sweet Mountain Love, but after that time, you can do whatever you want to with the story. Also, people want to know if they win the contest and their story is accepted for publication in Sweet Mountain Love, how do they make money from their book? So there are two ways. They can purchase copies from us at a discount and then resell them at the retail price. So, you know, if you're a winner, you'll be able to do that. You can also set up an affiliate account with Amazon.com and promote book sales from there. And each time you make a sale with your affiliate link, you'll receive a commission. So that's a nice way to do it, too. I like to order copies at, you know, the discount price and then take them and sell them at libraries, at signings, at just all kinds of events. So there are all kinds of ways you can do that. They also ask us where the book will be sold. And Wendy mentioned today that the book's ready for Kindle now at Amazon.com, but it's also going to be in digital form at various other places online. So it's going to be, you know, available both as a print book and in digital form, and it will be on Amazon, just all different kind of places. We've got links to it at Sweet Romance Writers International. We've got Facebook pages set up and things. So just a lot of places that you can do the same kind of thing and make sales of your book. So what are the guidelines? Why are the guidelines so particular about how steamy a story can be? And I think I went over that a little bit before, and that regards to what people expect, what readers expect. The reading market that Creative Caravan Press attracts generally doesn't want to read explicit sex scenes or violent scenes, and they read for, you know, personal preference, so that's their preference, and we want to kind of, you know, maintain things and that like that in our book. So by making the guidelines clear, we hope to help you tailor make your submission for the sweet romance market. Also, they want to know if we have sample kind of stories you're looking for, and yes, we do. Our first sweet romance in the Sweet Love series was Sweet Christmas Love. We've got a link to it on our site, or you can just go to Amazon and Google Sweet Christmas Love. You may need to put in Wendy's name or my name with it, so the book will come up. And we can, we've also got stories on Wattpad that you can read if you go to Wattpad.com and type in Wendy Dewar Hughes or type in Suzanne Marantz. You'll see I've got a boyfriend for Christmas there, and Wendy has The Escape Artist, I think, is one of her stories. And, of course, you know, read Sweet Summer Love. Like we just mentioned, join our Reader's Club, and you'll get a free e-copy of the book, and you can read it. And that's a great way. Anytime I want to write for a publisher, I always try to read previously published books by that publisher, and it gives me a great idea of the kind of things they're looking for. So Creative Caravan, you know, is just like any kind of other publisher. Read what was published before, and you'll have a better idea of what we're looking for. So remember, deadline for submissions is December 1st, so that gives you August, September, October, November, 4 months plus the remaining weeks of July to write just this short story. So does that cover everything there, Wendy?
Covers just about everything. Yeah, I'm sure right now people are going, how do I enter? Well, of course, first thing you have to do is write a story, and you probably want to rewrite it. Once you write it, you might want to have it critiqued, or you might want to have an editor look at it so that it's polished to the best of your ability before you submit. And when your story is ready, all the instructions for submitting your book are right on the creativecaravanclub.com site. You just have to scroll down on the submit page, and there's a registration fee of only $35, and you can just, you know, click the buy there button now, and you can, or the buy now button there, and you can pay by credit card or PayPal or whatever works for you. And you just have to, once you've done that, then you fill in the form on the page to submit your story. Make sure that you follow the guidelines, because you don't want to be disqualified. And we need just a one-page synopsis telling us what happens in the story, who the characters are, what the conflict is, and how the story ends. So that's just kind of a quick overview of what your story is about, and so that we have a good idea right from the start whether it's a good fit. And really, if you follow the guidelines, you shouldn't have any trouble doing that. So all I can say now is get your writing cap on and think about the mountains, if you've had experiences in the mountains that you can spin a story out of, or, you know, just keep in mind how to develop a story with your character arcs and your story arcs and make it a happy ending, and then get your story into the contest.
Yeah, and, you know, periodically between now and that deadline for submissions of December 1st, we'll be giving you some other help along the way to writing your story. A couple of things. We've got an e-course on writing a sweet romance. I'll get the link out to that again so everyone can find out how to take that course that'll lead you through this process that Wendy's kind of outlined today as far as writing a sweet romance. We'll also maybe be online to answer some more questions or take some more frequently asked questions about writing sweet romance. So, you know, we're here to help you win the contest, because it's, I don't know, it's just thrilling for us when we come across a story that's really ready for publication and worthy of winning our contest and helping promote that author. It's just really fun to do that. We've had so much fun talking with Jessica and realizing that this is her first published piece of fiction, but yet it was so good. And now, you know, we've interviewed her, we've got a book trailer out that she can use. And I think that's really fun too, that we know that when we help an author publish the book, there's just so much they get with the prize. And so, you know, that's something I think we should kind of let people know a little bit more about too, Wendy, especially the grand prize winner. Kind of tell them what all they get when they win the grand prize of Sweet Mountain Love.
Okay.
I'm still here.
I'm just going to make sure I get all the details. But while I do that, I just want to also mention that you can go to Facebook, and the Creative Caravan Club has a Facebook page that we update there regularly. So like us on Facebook, and you can, you know, kind of keep abreast of what's going on there. Plus, we've got another group called Sweet Romance Readers and Writers Group. So if you're a reader of Sweet Romance or you're a writer, you might want to like that page and ask to join that one. So let me just go over quickly what the grand prize winner receives, and this is what will happen. Your story will be professionally edited. Your story will be proofread. Our professional book designer will format your story for inclusion in Sweet Mountain Love. The book will be published by Creative Caravan Press in trade paperback and ebook formats, and your story will appear with your author bio and links to your website and social media so you can promote your own author career. Your author name will appear on the front and the back cover. You will receive 10 free author copies of Sweet Mountain Love. A professional press release will be written and distributed. A book trailer, it's like a movie trailer for a book, is also created, and it will be up on YouTube and a bunch of other places, including our websites. An article pertaining to the book will be published to article sites. Interview on Creative Caravan Roadshow is a given on our Blog Talk Radio show, which is always available. We will help you write your author bio if you need that. And book marketing that helps build your author profile and your writing career. So there's lots and lots for the grand prize winner. The first prize winners, if we have more winners, will get a sort of a shortened version of this. Your story will be edited and proofread. It will be designed professionally, and the book will be published by Creative Caravan Press and out there in paperback and ebook. And your story will appear with your author bio and links to your website and social media so that you can promote your own author career. And you will receive 6 author copies of Sweet Mountain Love. So you can tell that the prizes are fantastic. You can hardly pay for this kind of promotion anywhere without it costing hundreds of dollars. And if you're a winner, it only costs $35 to get all this. So it's an absolutely fabulous opportunity for a writer. If you want to launch your career in sweet romance, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, just to let people know, you know, for a book trailer alone, you can pay hundreds of dollars just to have that done. Have someone write a professional press release about your book and submit it to online sites so that it goes out to various places. That can cost a couple of $100 as well. Also, professional designing of your cover. And I think if you look at our covers, every day I get people telling me what a great cover Sweet Christmas Love is. They just love that beautiful cover. And the same thing with Sweet Summer Love. You know, the cover just is what is going to get people to read a book and look at it. And if you look at those two covers, don't they make you want to read the book? I mean, they do, you know, me. They're just such entrancing covers. I think they're wonderful. So you're going to get all that. And then just, you know, helping get your name out there, a radio interview on Creative Caravan, your information up at Sweet Romance Writers International, just all kinds of things. So it's just kind of fun and exciting for us to do this, to have these contests, to get to read all these fun stories, pick the ones that we think are contest worthy, ready for publication, and then help the authors you know, kind of launch their careers, sweet romance authors. Doesn't mean, though, that if you're an author who's already got some published sweet romance novels out there, enter the contest too, you know. You can have just another market for your work from these books that you get your work in. So,
just one other comment, yeah. Suzanne, is that the piece that you submit has to be previously unpublished, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are not reprints. These are all original stories for our books. But like we said, after they've been in the book for a year, if you want to do something else with them, you're able to do that. So, gosh, we are almost out of time today. I think this has been really fun talking about the contest. I just get excited thinking about all the fun stories we'll get to read and the next book coming out. And then as Wendy and I are, you know, working on our own stories, not only for these books, but for our new series coming out called The Summersby Island Sweet Romances, it just kind of, you know, gets you motivated to just start writing all kinds of things. So that'll be fun. Okay, well, I'm not sure who we've got on the next Well, next week we're going to do Creative Caravan at a different time live. We're going to do it on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central, and that's where we're going to be talking with Miss Jackson about her new sweet romance novel. So I'll get some information about that this week. And I also want to encourage people again to sign up for our Readers Club at sweetromancewriters.com and then get the free copy of Sweet Summer Love, and then you can enjoy that this summer. Anything else before we say goodbye today, Wendy?
No, I just wanted to mention, too, that Sweet Christmas Love and Sweet Summer Love are the ebooks on Kindle are currently on sale for only 99 cents. We decided to do Christmas in July and put that one on sale for a little bit, too. So they're not going to be on sale for very long. Probably only another week or so, if that. So if you want to get one, this is the time to do that. So go over there and get both of them on Kindle and from Amazon.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks for being with me here today, Wendy. And everybody out there, get your writing caps on, and please enter the Sweet Mountain Love Writing Contest. So we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah.